Welcome to another episode of Disrupt. I'm Joyce Fumakinwa, senior reporter at Home Healthcare News. Today's episode is with Jason Grobe, the CEO of LiveWell Partners. In this conversation, Grobe talks about his company's M&A strategy, why payer flexibility is paramount, and what the biggest financial drivers at his company will be in the near future. Let's get into the conversation. So today we are joined by Jason Grobe, who is the CEO of LiveWell Partners. Hi, Jason. Thank you for joining us today. Where are you joining us from?
I'm always happy to be here. I'm joining you today from St. Louis, Missouri.
Perfect. Well, thank you again. So before we kind of get into what I'd like to call the meat of the conversation, we just want to start with a little background information. For the listeners that aren't familiar with LiveWell Partners, can you provide an overview of the company?
Sure. LiveWell Partners is a home care company that offers home health and hospice services throughout the Midwest. You know, much of our work is based on a core belief that great clinical care starts with great clinical teams. And to that end, we seek to partner with agencies via acquisition that share our outlook and work to deliver outstanding outcomes and experiences to our patients. We started here in Missouri with an agency by the name of Apollo Medical, which is an agency that I was the principal owner of previously. And we've since expanded to the Cincinnati-Dayton area, Detroit, Kansas City, and Wichita markets.
Well, thank you for going through that background and telling the listeners a little bit about LiveWell Partners. I want to start by asking you, what are the biggest financial and operational challenges for home health providers, and how is LiveWell Partners navigating these pain points?
Yeah. Well, like many others in our category, in our industry, we're experiencing the same ongoing shift to Medicare Advantage and other payers that everyone else is feeling. And as we regularly seek to reinvest in our team, those reimbursement challenges place greater pressure on our gross margins. Joyce, our perspective on this goes back to quality that I referred to earlier. Our ability to deliver outstanding outcomes and experiences for our patients allow us to engage in more productive conversations with payers on structuring value-based contracts. And over time, our belief is that this will help us protect against those gross margin pressures.
So this past fall, which we covered this on Home Healthcare News, LiveWell Partners acquired Hope Home Care, which is an Ohio-based home health provider. To date, the company has completed 5 transactions. So I want to know, how big of a role will M&A continue to play in your company's growth strategy?
Yeah, thanks for bringing up the Hope Home Care acquisition. We're really excited about our partnership with Hope Home Care. And they represent much of what we seek in an acquisition, right? A growing agency with a strong clinical team and delivers great outcomes. We're also in particular excited about our partnership with Hope Mulliken, the founder, as a teammate for LiveWell Partners. And we recognize the importance of branch leadership, and Hope is a wonderful leader for us. As we seek to grow, acquisitions are going to play a critical role. We're constantly in the market meeting agency owners like Hope and working with those that could be a fit for us. I expect that to continue moving forward into the future as we seek to expand throughout the Midwest, both in major markets like some of the ones I mentioned earlier, Detroit, Cincinnati, Dayton, St. Louis. And then also as we continue to fill in our Midwest footprint, I expect us to make acquisitions in some smaller markets as well.
And you've started to touch on this a little bit in your last answer, but what qualities makes a company an attractive acquisition target for LiveWell Partners, in your view?
Yeah, great question. So, Joyce, at the outset, we look for agencies that are first and foremost in our sort of geographic scope in the Midwest. We look for a proven ability to deliver quality care and a stable business from a financial perspective, looking at, you know, revenue growth, profit margin, both at the branch level and gross margin level, et cetera. We spend a lot of time with the owner and any other branch leader so that we can get comfortable with those that we're going to partner with from an operational basis after a transaction closes. As we continue the conversation with them, we also spend a lot of time understanding what's driving that financial success, right? Is it Is it the right payer mix? Do they have some interesting contracts? Are they able to continue to grow their revenue because they have a stable clinical workforce that we can grow with them? Things along those lines. This way, we go into that partnership post-acquisition with an integration process, knowing exactly what operational areas to leverage for continued growth, and then what needs a special focus. You know, we understand that every branch has its own challenges, and we seek to be a good resource and partner for our branches to help them continue to grow and improve their own operations as well.
So going back to the Hope Home Care acquisition, at the time you said one of the things that attracted LiveWell Partners to that company was its previous success with managed Medicaid patients. Can you talk about how this helps your company embrace payer flexibility, which I know is a big goal for your company?
Absolutely. When we think about organic revenue growth, we think about establishing partnerships with solid referral sources and partners. And we know, Joyce, that a lot of times our referral partners can't just give us, you know, traditional Medicare that most of the market seeks today. And so, you know, taking that to Hope, what I referenced a few minutes ago was, you know, attractive payer contracts. And that's something that Hope Home Care has been able to successfully do. You know, the need to successfully manage patients outside of traditional Medicare isn't going away. And we view managed Medicaid as a growing market in terms of importance for us and for the industry in general. Hope Home Care is a great example of, again, what I discussed earlier. That agency was able to successfully leverage its quality outcomes to improve payment rates outside of traditional Medicare, thereby improving its business performance. And we continue to work with them and seek opportunities to use, again, the great quality outcomes and patient experiences that Hope Home Care provides, in addition to our other branches and agencies, to negotiate favorable contracts outside of traditional Medicare as well.
So let's talk more about this idea of payer flexibility. Ultimately, what does that mean for LiveWell Partners?
Again, another great question. I appreciate it. So Joyce, we define payer flexibility as the ability to accept patients from our referral partners, regardless of insurance. We recognize, as I was saying a minute or so ago, we recognize that our referral partners have home health needs for patients with a wide range of insurances. Our ability to willingly accept those patients beyond traditional Medicare is an important part of that referral relationship. And don't get me wrong, you know, we seek to you know, we understand sort of the traditional way that the home health business has been operationally and financially successful in terms of the payer mix. And we're regularly working with our sales team and our sales leaders to optimize that payer mix. We also just understand where the industry is headed and where the healthcare payer markets are headed. And we know that we'll have to be successfully managing other patients with other payers as well.
I've heard other providers sometimes say that their goal is to be payer agnostic. Does that resonate with you and what you're doing at LiveWell at all?
I certainly understand where that comes from, Joyce, and ideally or aspirationally, that sounds great. What we regularly do is look at what is our payer mix today? Where do we need to are there opportunities to contract in a better way or pursue referrals in a different way and sort of work with our sales team and our operations team to better understand that and what the ideal mix is. And then from sort of a centralized contracting perspective, you know, be proactive about on a periodic basis, engaging with our payer partners to understand their needs and protect our reimbursement rates as well.
So I want to shift gears a little bit. Are partnerships a big part of your company? And are there any kind of innovative partnerships you have going on that has helped the company that you'd like to talk about today?
Yeah, I think I've used the word partnerships maybe a dozen or so times so far in this conversation, Joyce. So partnerships are obviously a big part of our company, right? Whether it's our teammates, our partners in terms of our colleagues, referral partners that we're working to successfully manage patients together, or, you know, payer partners, whatever the case may be, you know, home care is a team sport. And one of our core values is collaboration. And we take that really to heart to make sure that we're collaborating not only with the patient and his or her family, but across the care continuum to make sure that we're focused on delivering great outcomes. Technology is another important partnership for us, whether it's our EMR partner, CRM partner, whatever the case may be. As it relates to innovative partnerships, you know, artificial intelligence, AI, is something that I'm thinking a lot about right now and thinking about how can we invest in AI such that our teammates' jobs are a little bit easier, their work-life balance is a little more in check. And we're starting some preliminary conversations with a few folks. Haven't made any significant investments in this area yet, but I hope that we're in a position to do that in the near future.
And I wanted to, as a follow-up, sort of ask, what makes, you know, a company or an organization like an attractive potential partner for LiveWell?
In terms of, in terms of a technology partner?
Oh, just broadly, like what types of qualities are you looking for in an organization when you...
I reflect back on our core values, right? So our core values are agility, collaboration, compassion, and empowerment. And we seek organizations that, of course, share our goals to deliver great quality outcomes to our patients, but are also able to do that with the spirit that aligns with our core values, right? So whether it's collaboration and being willing and able to work with us so that we can each get what we need out of the partnership and not sort of a zero-sum game situation, whether it's about agility and being able to recognize what's going well and celebrate that, but then also recognize where we need to improve a partnership and being able to pivot quickly in order to address those issues. Compassion, I think you can't really be in this business without a little bit of compassion or a lot of compassion, rather. And so those that sort of understand that and understand what we're about as a home care and a healthcare company more broadly, or empowerment. You know, empowerment is something that's really important to us, and being willing to sort of help prop people up, give them the tools and resources necessary to be the best that they can be, both for our partnerships and for themselves. That's something that we really pride ourselves in being able to do. And so when we think about partners across the many that I referenced a few minutes ago, those are the sorts of things that we look for, sort of a common set of core values, or at least a complementary set of core values between the two organizations or groups of people.
Are there any untapped opportunities in home-based care that you believe not enough providers are currently engaging in? And do you have any plans to lean into those opportunities at LiveWell? And if so, how?
Duty care, I think, is really in its infancy. You know, fortunately, the federal government approved the continuation of the hospital at home program. And I expect programs like that to be able to continue and grow and proliferate over time. You know, I expect hospital at home and even a SNF at home program, something like that, to continue to grow. We're working on putting the building blocks in place so that we can pursue those opportunities in the coming years. And again, I would say that just sort of goes to, you know, when we look for partners, you know, to your previous question, that's an example of higher acuity programs over time being willing and able to engage in those with us, whether it's a referral partner, a payer partner, some teammates internally, whatever the case may be, being able to engage in those conversations with us is demonstrative of aligning with our core values across the board.
Looking ahead, what are some of the biggest financial drivers at LiveWell Partners over the next few years?
Yeah, we're spending a lot of time right now. You know, I mentioned gross margin towards the beginning of the conversation. We're spending a lot of time right now focused on how do we continue to maintain and even expand our gross margins over time and moving forward. Much of that encompasses what we've already discussed, the right payer mix with while delivering quality outcomes that are both great for the patient and their families and our referral partners, and our ability to have mutually beneficial contracts over time, all based on the quality care we provide. The other part that we haven't really touched on yet, Joyce, is sort of our clinical teams, right? We're investing in what we call the Live Well way, which to me really means establishing a culture across the company that lets our teammates know that we care about their success, both professionally and personally as well. This is across multiple facets, like competitive compensation, a superior day-to-day experience, professional development and career advancement opportunities, and more. Through this, we're reducing the turnover rate at our branches and reducing the revenue loss associated with employee turnover.
And are you able to share that turnover rate?
Right now, we're in the, well, our retention rate is in the low to mid 70s. We seek over time to be more than 10% better than the industry average, which I believe would put us in the mid 80s. So we're on a journey on that, and we've made improvements at our branches sort of post-acquisition, and we're really proud of our track record there, and we expect that to continue over time.
What are some of the biggest regulatory challenges that home-based care providers are facing right now, and how is your company tackling these issues or preparing for them?
Yeah, Joyce, I wouldn't call any regulatory development like a challenge or trend necessarily tough, quote unquote. I would say regulations are important, and we must operate in a compliant, ethical way for the system. Part of that is simply just dedicating ourselves to staying on top of those changes and trends, and then investing the time to make sure our teammates know what are those changes and how it impacts their work. And so we spend a lot of time through our compliance team, through our clinical education team, to really make sure that everyone knows what's going on from a regulatory perspective, you know, whether it's, an OASIS change or a billing compliance change, whatever the case may be, and then investing the time to make sure they're educated well in advance so they're prepared for any changes that are coming down the road.
Looking ahead, what are your overall goals for the company moving forward?
Yeah, it's a great time of year to ask that question, right? So as this is a new year, good time to discuss goals. We have a handful of them. I'll just sort of name a few that we're really focused on for 2025, right? So continuing to improve our retention rate, like I mentioned previously, through investment in the Live Well way. Like I mentioned, we seek to have a retention rate that's 10% better than the industry average, and we feel confident that we're well on our way for that. Delivering outstanding quality outcomes and experiences. Across the company, our average star rating is a 4.1, and we want to continue to drive that even higher in the coming year. We also want to stay on track for our record of double-digit organic revenue growth through our investment in technology and through really just developing great sales teams with great sales leadership to support them. And then maintaining our acquisition pace with the right partners. You know, as we talked about earlier, you know, M&A is going to continue to be a major growth engine for us. You know, as we seek to expand throughout our geographic footprint, we'll be looking for more partners that share those core values that I referenced a few minutes ago. And then making sure within that we're offering the right continuum of care at the local level in terms of home health and hospice, but then also therefore across the company as well. We have a great team that's focused on these goals, all in the spirit of improving the quality of life for our patients through home care. And I'm really excited for what 2025 has in store for us.
As we sort of wrap up here, Jason, is there anything else that you'd like to end this by saying?
Well, I guess I would just sort of end by saying that, again, we're really excited about 2025. You know, we believe strongly that we have an ability and to continue to partner with great agencies via acquisition that deliver outstanding outcomes built around great teams. And as we, you know, as you heard through the goals that I outlined and some of the things that we're really focused on in the coming year, we're excited about the pathway that we're on. And hopefully we continue to look for other friends in the industry as well. And so, you know, as I mentioned earlier, this is a team sport and we look forward to making more friends across the industry.
Jason, thank you so much for joining us on Disrupt today.
Thanks for having me, Joyce.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Disrupt. For more news and insights on the home health, home care, and hospice industries, subscribe to our daily or weekly newsletters at homehealthcarenews.com. or consider becoming an HHCM Plus member. I'm Joyce Femakinwa, and this has been a production of WTWH Media.